News. I'm Bill Wise. The National Weather Service says a flood watch has been posted for most of the southern half of the state from tomorrow morning through Sunday night. The agency says up to 6 inches of rain could fall south of Interstate 70 and on Missouri's Ozarks through the weekend. That flood watch extends back into Kansas as well. One Republican has already decided not to run for the U.S. Senate after Roy Blunt announced his departure in 2022.
Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft says after much consideration, he'll not be running for U.S. Senator Roy Blunt's seat next year. Several Republicans considering a bid include Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe, Attorney General Eric Schmidt, as well as Congressman Billy Long, Jason Smith, and Blaine Lukemeyer, and Congresswoman Ann Wagner. Democrats, Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas, and State Senator Brian Williams of St. Louis County are also thinking about running. Ashley Byrd, Missouri Net.
And the state launched a 22-hour online training program last fall as an alternative for Missourians to become K-12 substitute teachers. The effort was meant to help deal with an even greater teacher shortage during the pandemic. At a board meeting this week, State Education Commissioner Margie Van Deven said staffing problems are still concerns, but the program has helped.
The governor's office is using relief dollars, or did use them, to reimburse individuals for the associated fees as an added incentive to bring much-needed substitutes into our schools. To date, over 3,600 substitute teachers have earned certification through a new online training option.
The online substitute teacher training option has expired. And the U.S. Department of Justice has sentenced a Springfield area man for receiving and distributing child pornography. 38-year-old Brian M. Turner will spend 15 years in prison without the possibility of parole. Turner pleaded guilty last September. The crimes in 2018 were investigated by Southwest Missouri Cybercrimes Task Force, Homeland Security investigators, and the Springfield, Missouri Police Department. A growing southwestern Missouri city is offering millions of dollars in tax incentives to General Motors in an effort to land a new GM factory. Reporter Ty Albright from our Joplin affiliate KZRG.
The Joplin Chamber of Commerce President Toby Teeter says the city is offering a $200 million package of tax incentives and savings to GM after the company said they're looking to build a second battery cell plant somewhere in the Midwest. Now, this proposal claims it would provide 1,000 high-paying jobs on a 1,000-acre site at a 50% discount compared to competing markets. It's a similar proposal that Joplin made to Tesla for their new plant last year, which also cites low median wages in the area, as well as a number of experienced battery engineers.
And nobody matched all the numbers in last night's Powerball drawing. Up for grabs Saturday night, an estimated $169 million. That's a $161.1 million one-time cash payout. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.